Good morning. This is Anissa Das, Program Chair for CHEST 2023, and I welcome you to the CHEST Morning Preview. This year, more than anything in Honolulu, we are celebrating community. Community and the people is what really makes CHEST the special organization that it is. While we're all passionate about the care of patients in pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine, and we're all excited about the amazing educational opportunities ahead of us, we're here to share our stories and connect and celebrate this beautiful land and beautiful people. Today on the podcast, my guest is CHEST President Doreen Adrizzo-Harris. Welcome, Doreen.
Good morning, Anissa. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so excited to have you here. This has been unbelievably exciting, looking around us in this gorgeous land and all the people streaming in. We've been here for a couple of days, actually, now.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait till the meeting opens.
I know. But yesterday, we did a little something to try to give back to the community. Can you tell us about that?
We did a wonderful program with the 1 Million Trees program. We are trying to give back to this community. Having such a large meeting here, we know that it's important to try and decrease our carbon impact. So we planted 42 trees yesterday at the Gunstock Ranch.
That was so much fun. And what a beautiful place that was.
Really, really wonderful.
It was awesome. Now, as we look around, we can start seeing the people streaming in. And yesterday, there was a big influx of folks because we really launched these new masterclasses.
Yeah, something new this year. We're having masterclasses again at the completion of the meeting. And these are really geared toward expert learning in complex cases from some of our most master clinician faculty.
So I think a lot of folks got a head start on their Hawaii trip. Additionally, those who were not at the masterclasses may have meandered down to the Maikiki Farmers Market, where CHEST had a booth this year, right?
Yes, they had an asthma education booth, another way that we're getting involved with the local community. And I hear that they will also be at CHEST.
Yes, that's right. So this year, when the exhibit hall opens, we are launching a new program called CHEST Community Connections, where we really integrate with the local community and make sure that we're understanding where we are, and we give them an opportunity to voice what things are going on. So we have three organizations that are going to be represented this year.
Wonderful. And the other thing, as we are here, we have to remember the environment. Hawaii is such a special, special place. We want to make sure that we don't take any environmental souvenirs back home and be careful of the sunscreen that we use.
With the exception of photos. We can take photos.
Yes, we can. And we can accept beautiful flower lays. Absolutely.
That's right.
Those are given, and they're very, very special here. It's a way to communicate, a way to show appreciation that you've come to this beautiful land. So if you are offered one, I hope we get many.
Yes.
Let's just enjoy wearing them.
Absolutely. And I have heard that it's important that when you remove your lei, you should do so in private, because it's really a gift and a form of giving of yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
So today, a little bit later today, we have opening session. And, you know, when I first started coming to CHEST, I didn't realize how important opening session was. This is really the launch of the whole meeting, and it sets the tone. And we get to hear about you and your vision and many stories. Can you tell us a little bit about opening session today?
Well, we're very, very excited today. We are going to have the induction of all of our new FCCP here in Hawaii. And we will be telling you about not only all that we've done in this last 9 months of 2023, but what's coming up in 2024 with our new incoming president, Dr. Jack Buckley. but we're going to integrate it with a lot of the culture and the specialness of Hawaii. We've got some special events during the opening ceremony planned, and we also have a phenomenal keynote speaker, Dr. Jamie Rutland.
He's going to be spectacular, and there are, I heard, we have a few surprises in store for people, so it's going to be a pretty special event that people aren't going to want to miss. Now, it's important for folks to know, though, this year, I think, that it's not in the convention hall, so everyone needs to sort of meander over to the Hilton Hawaiian Village at 3:15 for the opening session.
Yes, and they should be sure not to miss the beginning, because yes, we're going to be starting off with something very, very special.
Yes, not that's a little teaser.
Yes, it
yes.
is.
And then at the end, we're going to progress together, correct?
Yes, we are. We're going to go to a beautiful luau reception and enjoy the beach and the outdoors in Honolulu.
And that's something everybody's invited to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be an amazing launch to our amazing meeting. I can't wait. Any last words that you want to tell any of our learners here before we adjourn?
Just take part in as much as you can. Reach out to those that you see around you. Get to know each other. Network. You're going to learn so much in the next few days. We're really, really excited.
I agree. I think at this meeting, if you only know one or two people, make an effort to meet at least one or two more. It's these connections that make what we do meaningful and make CHEST our home. Family is when we have connection, and we want us all to feel a part of this CHEST Ohana, which is the word for community and family in the Hawaiian culture. And so we want to make sure that everyone has that same feeling that you and I have.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning for your CHEST morning preview. We hope to see you at the meeting.